Jesus went into the temple and began driving out those who were selling. According to the scripture, he said, "My house will be a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a robber's den." He taught in the temple every day. The chief priests and scribes, with the support of the leading citizens, tried to do away with him, but they did not see how they could carry this out, because the people as a whole hung on his words. And this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I think we all have the experience at times of seeing someone we thought we knew kind of behaving in a way we would say was out of character. I used to think that about today's gospel. Somehow I could not imagine the Jesus I knew and loved being so angry. This did not fit my image of Jesus. However, as I have pondered the gospel readings each day this week, I have been very aware of the humanness of Jesus, just in a whole new way. A person like us. Just prior to this chapter 19 of Luke's gospel, we hear the prophecy of the Passion for a third time. Yes, a third time. And this is followed by the healing of the blind man. Jesus is on his final journey into Jerusalem, where he is to suffer and die. And somehow, we have the privilege of companioning him on this journey. Jesus takes the blind man, or he asks the blind man, rather, what he wants. And when the blind man asks that he may see, his sight is restored. Now it's the blind man who now sees what is really happening to Jesus. But like us, we are blind and need this new inner vision to appreciate the emotions, the feelings, the humanness of Jesus. When this journey of Jesus takes him into Jericho, Zacchaeus appears on the scene, very anxious to see what kind of person Jesus is, something we too long for. What Zacchaeus is not aware of is that Jesus is even more keen to visit with him. So we have that wonderful scene of Jesus looking at Zacchaeus, looking up the tree, with deep love. How did he know he was there? And calling him down so that they can dine together. You know, often we think we're searching for Jesus, and this story reminds us Jesus is searching, longing for us. Next we have Jesus coming into Jerusalem, and as he draws near to the city, we see him weeping. He would have seen the beautiful temple, and he seemed to know its destruction was to happen. Again, what emotion must have been in his heart as he cried out, "If only you had understood the message of peace." I think today we can understand that deep feeling, that deep emotion, as we hear the cry in our world, "When will there be peace? And what can each of us do to be instruments of peace?" And so now for today's gospel in that context, we see Jesus so angry with those buying and selling in the temple. Jesus is the temple. Earlier we heard him say, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days God will raise it up." The zeal in his heart just catapults him into action. "My house will be a house of prayer." To turn it into a robber's den is to steal the very essence of what it was created for. Our bodies, too, are temples. God's temple. Remember the words of Paul. "Did you not know that God lives in you? You are a temple of the Spirit." So here is Jesus entering into Jerusalem to take possession of the temple. Temple, a place for true worship of God. And in his teaching in the temple, Jesus taught about God's will, and he reminds us that he himself is the cornerstone of this new temple. We see all those who believe in Jesus hanging on his words, while the religious leaders are plotting against him, trying to take his life. No wonder Jesus was so angry to see the temple being used for activity, which was robbery, taking away the essence of what it was created for. So we see here a roller coaster of emotions, and we can all probably relate freely to this Jesus. I invite you to read all of Luke chapter 18, verse 31, to the end of chapter 19, to get this gospel of today in its context, and taking special note of the humanness of Jesus, of his real feelings and emotions. This Jesus is good news for us. Blessings on your reading.